Savior, hallelujah, hallelujah. Africa, oh Africa. Great mother of the free. Neat Africa, great Africa. Please hear us when we please. My mother, black mother, how and I will ever forget this pleasant place in Africa where I and I live and don't regret. The mountain had a stood before the rising day. Your love had brought us to perfection within this loving way. My mother, black mother, to your breast we ever cling. For love, guidance and protection, through the power of the King of Kings, my Africa. Africa.
Africa.
Go Africa.
Great mother of the free. Meet Africa. Greet Africa. Mother, please hear us when we plead. My mother, black mother, oh, and I will ever forget those pleasant places in Africa. Where I trod and don't regret. Before the mountain had stood, before this rising day, your love has brought us to perfection. Within this loving way, my Africa, black Africa, sweet Africa. Son of King Solomon. Acts 2nd, 19th verse declare. Brethren, let me freely speak. Of David, the prophet. Swear unto David, according to the flesh.
In the Rastafari is alive.
Through his lineage. He shall bring again David to sit upon his throne in the last day. I am the root of David and the bright and morning star.
Where
Revelation 5 declare. To walk the seven seals. No man in heaven, neither on above the heaven. No one on the earth, nor up on the earth, did phone worthy. Yes, he was found worthy. On the throne of David. Revelation declare it, 17.
Yes, the Rastafari is alive.
And it's tyrant, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Only father, mother.
I and I turn aside from everything that is. I
gave Egypt for thy ransom. Hit the whole land. You are my witnesses to prove and to know. Your King, the Holy One of Israel. Bring my son from far.
Mr. Bombastic, we want some bombastic, romantic, fantastic lover. Shut it, Mr. Lover, lover. Mm. Now, Mr. Lover, lover, girl. Mr. Lover, lover. Mm. Now, Mr. Lover, lover. She call me Mr. Bombastic, send me fantastic. Touch me on me box, she says I'm Mr. Romantic. Fantastic, touch me on me box, she says I'm Mr. Rose. Smooth, just like a silk. Soft and cuddly, hug me up like a quilt. I'm a lyrical lover. Now take me thin or filled with my sexual physique. You know me well, Bill. Do me, oh my, well, well, can't you tell? I'm just like a turtle crawling out of my shell. Girl, you captivate my body, put me under a spell. With your couscous perfume, I love your sweet smell. You're the young, girl who can ring my bell and I can take rejection. So you tell me go to well, I'm bombastic. Tell me fantastic. Touch me on my back, she says I'm Mr. Rose. boom, 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 busty. Tell me fantastic, touch me on my butt, she call me Mr. Roe. Romantic, tell me fantastic, she touch me on my butt, she says Mr. Boom, boom. Gee whiz, baby, please, let me take you to an island of the sweet cold breeze. You don't feel like drive, well baby hand me the keys, and I will take you to a place and set your mind at ease. Don't you tickle my foot bottom, baby please. Don't you play with my nose, cause I'm a hachoom sneeze. Well you are the bun and me are the cheese, and if I'm me are the rice, well baby love you the peas. I'm bombastic, tell me fantastic, touch me on me box, she says I'm Mr. O. Oh, 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 Monty, tell me fantastic, touch me on me box, she says I'm Mr. Boom. Says a Mr. Boom, boom. Now you say give me your loving, girl your loving well good. I want your loving, girl be it like you should. I give you your loving, girl your loving well good. I want your loving, girl you remember the wood you like to kiss and caress. Rub down every strand of your bandages. I'm bombastic, rated as the best. The best you should get, nothing more, nothing less. Give me your digits, chat on your address. I'll bet you confess, when you put me to the test, that I'm bombastic. Tell me fantastic, don't turn on me, but she says I'm Mr. Rowe. Romantic, tell me fantastic, don't turn on me, but she says I'm Mr. Boom. Says a Mr. Rowe. Romantic, tell me fantastic, touch me on me box, she says a Mr. Bombastic. Why? Girl, your admiration, it'll lead me from the start. With such physical attraction, girl, you know to feel the spark. I want a few words, now go tell you no sweetheart. Now go lava, 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 not chat pure fart. I'll get straight to the point, like a aura dart. Humble you down in my jacuzzi and get some bubble bath. Only sound you will hear is the beating of my heart. And we will, and have some sweet pillow talk. I'm bombastic, tell me fantastic. Touch me on my box, it says I'm Mr. Rowe. She says I'm Mr. Boom, boom, bastic. Tell me fantastic, touch me on my box. She says I'm Mr. Romantic. Tell me fantastic, touch me on my box. She says I'm Mr. Boom. What you say, girl? Smooth.
Red, red. Thank you. The musical selection this morning includes the One World Youth Project, Prince Malachi, Bob Marley, Eddie Grant, Gregory Isaacs, Jai Ye, Jimmy Cliff, the Toronto Mass Choir, Johnny Nash, Lady Saw, Michael Jackson and Ladysmith Black Mambazo, Peter Brooks, Raspidow, Rastafari Elders, Shaggy, and Tony Tribe. The long range forecast today, which is the 13th of October, a few showers, 23 degrees. Thursday, cloudy with sunny breaks, 22 degrees. On Friday, a mix of sun and clouds, 21 degrees. Saturday, risk of thunderstorms, 20 degrees. On Sunday, cloudy with showers, 13 degrees. Monday, a mix of sun and clouds, 13 degrees. And Tuesday, mainly sunny, 15 degrees.
Blessed love, crowd of people, and blessed love, Don Specialist. This is Kaya Kindu on the Full Circle Show. CKUT 90.3 FM, yo. Hope you all enjoy my selections this morning. Aight.
Like the foolish virgins who took on Everybody run down when they can now come back at them yard. But yeah, you hear me, man.
I'm going to worry ya. We're going to tarry ya. We just are waiting to fight this Armageddon. We're no worry ya. We're going to tarry ya. We just are waiting to fight this Armageddon. We just await, we fight this Armageddon. Gela Lulivia, time to walk back in ya.
It's time for the Armageddon.
And we don't worry ya, peace, we only tarry ya. We just await, we fight this Armageddon.
Yeah. sons and daughters sailing on the black skyline, going forward to Africa. I said, before when the Jaja word passed, heaven and earth pass away. So no matter where it cast, Marcus word I go fulfill one day. Them say first shall be last. Just so life stay, and according to a man worker, so them get paid. So I shall be saying, and that long star line of Selassie, like sons and daughters, saying, and that long star line going forward to Africa, saying, and that long star line of Selassie, like sons and daughters, saying. Sound your snare. It's time now to get out of here. Back to my Africa, their time is near. We no matter about them Chinese care. Black man and black woman, no know we swear. One day we will be saying, and the black star line of Selassie, I sons and African sons and daughters, black woman and black man, rise up, rise up, rise up and say, one day, Marcus Garvey's word must come to pass.
See, I recently visited Ghana this year and it was so amazing. I just felt so bad that I'd never been to anywhere in Africa before. That's what struck me the most was how similar it was to Jamaica, somewhere that I've spent a lot of time recently. And as soon as I got to Ghana, I just felt right at home. Yeah, I recently got a Jamaican passport. There's a lot of cultural differences, but there's a lot of similarities that are just, as I say throughout the video, that if you were picked up and put down and you couldn't hear anything, you might not be able to tell which place you're in, because they're so similar. Yeah, there's a lot of great historical videos speaking about why there's the link between Jamaica and Ghana, which, if you don't know, in a nutshell, the colonizers, they captured and took people from West Africa to the Caribbean to work as slaves, to help grow crops and sugar. That kind of sparked the industrial revolution of those countries. Yeah, I thought I'd make this video just highlighting the visual similarities between Jamaica and Ghana. I wanted to show like a side-by-side visual comparison of some of the places and just speak about some of the comparisons. I think a lot of people don't realize how truly similar both places are. Yeah, so I'd say the first similarity is like the food. In Ghana, there's like wachi with rice and beans, which is really similar to rice and peas. And it tastes amazing. You see a lot of comparison with like big stews and soups. People cook these big pots that last for they last for days or even a whole week. They're enough to feed a whole family. Then you've got like hard food, we call it, which is yams, green banana, plantain, plantain, whatever you want to call it. If I like breads, like some of the baked goods are almost identical. So in Jamaica, they call it harder bread. Ghana, they've got sweet tea bread. Yeah, meat pies and fish pies, which are really similar to patties.
Delicious. Bofra. It tastes amazing.
Can I have a seven half? I will give you back.
Of course, you got the long list of fruits that are just identical, like soft mangoes, got pineapples, but then there was even rarer things I saw that they were similar, like custard apples. I had them for the first time in Jamaica. I've never seen them anywhere else in the world, but in Ghana is the first place I've seen them outside of Jamaica, and I was amazed by that. If you know any other similarities or links, yeah, let me know, because I'd be really interested to know more about the similarities between the two foods. But those are just ones I noticed just on the fly. So markets, the markets are so similar. If you were picked up and dropped into one of them and you couldn't hear anything, you might not be able to guess if you were in Jamaica or Ghana. In Jamaica, most of the big towns have their own markets, like Kingston's got Coronation Market. If you're from OG, you can go up to Brownstown Market. Juan Antonio's got its own small market. In Ghana, I went to Makola Market in Accra, and you've got like Kijetia Market in Kumasi, and they're so similar, like the whole vibe in there is identical. Like, there's a lot of structure to everything that goes on, there's a lot of organization that goes on. Yeah, they look really daunting at first, but once you know the prices, once you know where to find certain things, once you know what you're looking for, once you know what things are, then they become really easy to navigate. But one thing is, the same in both of them is, even if you're black, they know you're a tourist, they know you're not from there. They can just, I think it's, they spend so much time there, they know who the locals are, they know how the locals dress, they know how the locals walk, so they can just look at you, they can tell by the style of your t-shirt or the style of your trainers, they can just tell you're not from there, which is cool sometimes, but sometimes it's annoying because they try and overcharge you, because yeah, they just assume that everyone who's a Westerner is rich and has loads of money to spend. Like roadside food, where you can get cooked food from. Coming from London, you're super used to restaurants and takeaways. Less so street food. In both Jamaica and Ghana, there's real street food, like real roadside food. It's so similar the way that they have food on the streets. People are driving, they just reach out their car window. They just drop the money, get the food, and they're on their way. Then you've got the other street food, so they might have little stalls or something where people can get the food. And this is all throughout the day, from the morning all through to the evening. So in the morning in Jamaica, you might get like porridge, some fried dumplings, maybe ackee and saltfish. So it's like really similar how people eat them. You might get soups. There are people who do soups on the street. There are people who do coconuts on the street, fresh coconut. They're usually so, so cheap. And all the people are skilled with their machetes. They know how to just and then just pop it off in a couple of seconds. Cheap travel. I mean, like internal travel. Some people come from countries where they drive on the other side of the road, so they might not want to drive when they come to Jamaica or Ghana. But luckily, the transport systems there are so cheap, regardless of what level or what quality of service you want to get. So first of all, the biggest similarity is like route taxis. Those are going to be like the like regular sized car taxis that you just stand on the street and you just flag, and they stop if you're going in the right direction. You can jump in. The same way, usually they won't leave their original station until they're full up with four or five people. That means you're cooped up in a car with a bunch of strangers that you don't know, but it's completely safe. Everybody just wants to get to where they're going. They are confusing if you don't know what you're doing. You can end up going in the wrong direction, but usually it's fine. And yeah, they're super cheap in both places. In Ghana, they got trotros. In Jamaica, they're called route buses, and they're still identical. I couldn't believe how similar it was when I got the first one. It's the same. They're just like mini buses, like mini vans. So instead of the route taxis, which only take about four or five people, the route buses or the trotros, they will take about 8 to 12 people. They might even squeeze in 14 people in there. Like they know how to squeeze them in, and they're so similar. Even the way they have in Ghana, they call them the mates. And the mate is the guy who stands outside and gets people on the buses, organizes it, takes all the money. And in Jamaica, the route buses, they have the same thing, the exact same thing. They have a guy who stands out on the side, gets everyone in, hustles everyone in, sorts out the money, makes sure everybody pays the right amount. A lot of people might not want to take them. They are a bit uncomfortable if you're going a long distance. They can get you from one town to another for just a few pounds. If you want, you can get a bit more comfortable and take a bus. So in Ghana, they call them like VIP buses, which is, and that's actually just the name of a certain brand. They're just coaches like National Express or Megabus. And the same in Jamaica, you can get Knutsford that will get you from one town to another. So like hospitality and how friendly a lot of the people are. Africans and Caribbeans, I think they both get a bad rep in media. They're usually portrayed as like angry, violent. Like you never really see the good side of a lot of the people. So when I went to both countries, I found that the people are so friendly and so hospitable. People are willing to explain the culture. People are willing to explain the food.
Weird.
All right then, take it.
Yeah man, that's all. I show you.
See?
Yeah.
There, on bike.
In both places, I had people invite me into their homes, people invite me to meet their family, people invited me to come eat their food. So many of these experiences that you never really get in London. Yeah, I found that in both of those countries, that a lot of the people are really friendly and hospitable. Like the diverse scenery that both countries have. Both regions are suspect to the images that other people want to portray of them. The Africa is synonymous with images of rural tribes and huts and things that are beautiful, but it's not the full picture of any African region. The same in the Caribbean. Usually they just show you the fake white sands, beach resorts. They never show you the actual real beaches with rocks. And beyond that, they don't show how diverse the regions are. So they don't show you the mountainous regions of both of them. They don't show you lakes. They don't show you the rivers, they don't show you the lush forests and greenery and vegetation that they both have. So it was amazing for me to go there and see how similar the scenery is. It was another incredible thing for me to see in Ghana, is how similar the art in Ghana was to the art in Jamaica that you find in the markets and on the shop fronts and murals. So a lot of people have their shop signs in the fronts and everything done by hand painters. It was amazing to see how similar the art was. And when I showed pictures of the art in Jamaica to the people in Ghana, a lot of them were shocked that it was so similar. And yeah, the art and the paintings are so colorful. The next is like another artistic one which I noticed, which is just the use of red, gold and green everywhere, which I love. It's like my favorite color patterns. Obviously in Jamaica, it's part of the mainstream culture now because of the Rastafari, who use the red, gold and green as their flag. And obviously we know Ghana's new flag is the same. It's red, gold and green. The red coming from like the blood of our ancestors, the gold of the rich land, and the green is to represent the luscious land and greenery and landscape that both places have. I think coming from London, especially in winter, where sky is grey, the buildings are grey, everything just seems super grey. When you come to those countries and you see those colours, it makes such a nice change to see them everywhere. And beneath that, there's other similarities in the flags as well, like the tribal flags. They showed me a Ashanti flag, which is green, yellow, and black, just like the Jamaican flag. Next would be diverse culture. I think, again, because of media, a lot of people think, you know, there's just one African, or there's just one Nigerian, or there's just one Ghanaian, or there's just one Caribbean. Like, especially Western media likes to lump a lot of these places into one culture. And when you come to both places, you realize how diverse the cultures really are there. In Ghana, you can go and you can see a lot of traditional tribal culture. You have like Ashanti, you have like Hausa, you have Fanti, you have Gwan. Then you have the different ethnicities there. You have like Akan, Ga, like Fulani, which all they speak their different languages. And then of course you've got religious culture, you've got like Christian culture there.
And members from the Malden New Testament Church of God, that
you've got like big Muslim populations with amazingly beautiful mosques. So they're so diverse. So there's a lot of diversity you can see there. And again, in Jamaica, you have like modern Jamaican culture. And then you can go up to Maroon Town and you can go visit the Maroons, who are dedicated to keeping that culture alive. And you have, of course, the Rastafari. But within the Rastafari, you have the different schools of Rastafari. So you have like Nyabingi. You have the 12 tribes of Israel. You have the Bobo Shanti. So yeah, people think that all these cultures are just one, homogenous, but when you go to both places, it's amazing to see how diverse that they really are. And one of the last things I noticed was like nighttime culture. I don't know where it comes from. I don't know the origins of it in the tradition, but people in Jamaica and Ghana, they just stay up really late. I guess because of the temperature as well, it's hard to do things earlier in the day. At night when it's cool, you can be a bit more active. You're not going to sweat as much. It's not going to be as uncomfortable. In London, restaurants close at 11:30. The kitchens close at 10:30 if you're lucky. So getting good food at night is nearly impossible. The clubs close about 2 a.m. here, or 3 a.m. You can get good food at night. If you go out late, you can finish late, which is great for someone like me who likes to start the day late. Yeah, in Jamaica, I went to a party that was advertised on a street sign. I went about midnight and there was no one there. So I thought it was dead, so I left. The place wasn't too far from where I was staying and the music was super loud. So about 3 a.m., I decided to go back and check it out and it was completely rammed. I couldn't believe how many people were there that late, and it went on until about 6, 7 a.m. I think it was definitely sunrise. The same in Ghana, people get out to the clubs. People start arriving about 2 a.m. and finishing around the same time. So yeah, I think there's something in the spirit and people there.
So much love in other heart, yeah. And every time I close my eyes, I see islands. And when I need some silence in the midst of violence and the sounds of sirens, I sing with the birds, they sound like a million violins to me. And I know mixing that them politics, my ladies in Jamaica. When I'm on Swiss and I'm looking for a place to go base, I'm thinking Jamaica. So all of the negativity where you are putting in your paper, burn up the paper, it ain't gonna break us, it ain't gonna shake us down. No, you can't stop we love, sir. No matter where you put in your heart, Jah protecting son, the man in daughters, and there's so much love in other heart, yeah. So no, you can't. No matter where you put in your heart, Jah protecting son, the man in daughters. You think
I got
then
hear
that part, yeah.
We're living in a world of mayhem and chaos. No one care for us, but Jah will protect us. Commodities place out of our reach. I know listen to them speeches, sugar coated, so it's sweet. But we come to bring the change, my people I will make the case for equal rights and justice. Babylon cannot touch this, them and those accomplice. Bandulu spies and culprits, them bright and steep.